This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Thank you for watching the Living Mishnah, a project of Torah Shows. Mishnah 709 is dedicated by a few wonderful people, and we'll be learning today a Mishnah in Seder Nizikin, thanks to Stanley Shamosh, Jack Dweck, and Chaim Lax. My name is Maimon Elbaz, and the Mishnah is in Masechet Shavuot, Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph, which discusses different types of Shavuot vows that involve swearing about eating and the Korban to atone if someone does not keep his word. We know there is a mitzvah in the Torah to bring Korbanot for certain sins, and one of the Korbanot is called the Korban Ola V'Yored, which really means ups and downs. So which Korban is called ups and downs? So our rabbis tell us, if someone's rich, he'll bring a sheep. If he's poor, Hashem says he could bring a bird, a dove, or a pigeon. And if he's very poor, he could bring a flower sacrifice. So says the Heilige Mishnah, Shavuot Shetayim Shehein Arba. There are vows that are really two, but really four, which means there are two mentioned in the Torah. The Torah gives an example of someone who swears about something he'll do that's good for himself, or something he swears that was bad for himself. And then there's something that's called on the future. And now Midrabanan, there's also two cases about someone who swore about something that happened in the past, and that will be the next two cases. So let's see examples. Says the Mishnah, Shavua Shalo Ochal. Okay, so we have the first case. Shavua Sha'ochal. A guy says to his mother, yes, mommy, I'll eat the broccoli. And she says, I don't know, I don't trust you. And she wants him to eat healthy, but he's worried about bugs. So he tells her, okay, don't worry, mommy, I promise I'll eat the barley. So now, if he does not eat the barley, he has to bring a korban ola v'yored. That's a big chidush. Or let's say his mother says, you know, you keep taking me to the dentist. I keep having to fix your teeth. It's so expensive. We just had to pay for 3 root canals, almost $5,000. Enough with all this junk food and candy. So let's say he swears and he says, okay, mommy, I promise. V'shelo ochal. I won't eat all the junk food. And then he does. He can't resist those chocolate bars. So now he has to bring a korban ola v'yored. Hard to believe, right? He's only talking, but yet a Jewish word is important to keep. Now, she'achalti. Let's see, his mother says, did you eat all those foods with the vitamins? Some foods are good for vitamin A and some for vitamin B and some for vitamin C and some for D and E and K. So he tells his mother, yes, yes, I ate it. I promise I ate it. But really, he didn't. So he has to bring a korban ola v'yored. So let's say she says, you know, you're very overweight. Are you eating all that fatty foods? So let's say he swears, v'shelo achalti, no, mommy, I'm telling you, I didn't eat all those fatty foods. But really, he did. Then he's chayav to bring a korban ola v'yored. Okay, so says the Mishnah, new case. Let's say shavua shelo achal. He says, I promise I won't eat. He wants to make a fast today. V'achal kol shehu. But now he ate something small. Kol shehu means a drop, like he ate one Cheerio, or one peanut, or one jelly bean. So this is a machloket between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Chayav divi Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says he's chayav. He swore he's not going to eat, and he ate. Amru lo Rabbi Akiva. So the rabbi said to Rabbi Akiva, Heichon metzinu ba'ochel kol shehu shu chayav, shezeh chayav. Where do we find anywhere in the Torah that someone eats kol shehu, a tiny little popcorn, and he's chayav, that this person should be chayav? So Amar lahan Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, V'hechad matzinu b'medavera, maybe korban, shezeh medaber, maybe korban. Thank you, but where else do we see that when someone speaks, he has to bring a korban? So you see that this is a chidush, and therefore he'll be chayav even if he eats a drop. The other rabbi said, no, only maybe if he ate a kezayit, the size of an olive, or a kibetza, the size of an egg, or a kikotevet, like the size of a date. But they never heard of someone being chayav for eating something that is so tiny. So now the Mishnah says, Shvuah shelo achal ve'achal v'shata, eino chayav ela achat. If someone swore he's not going to eat, or and right? He says he's not going to eat. But he went and he ate and he drank. So now he says I'm not going to eat. So do you say that since he drank, that's an extra korban? Says the Mishnah, he's only chayav once. Now we're talking about a guy who did not on purpose break his vow. He forgot. So therefore he's only chayav once. Shavuah shelo achal v'shelo ashter v'achal v'shata. If someone swore that he's not going to eat, he's not going to drink, and then he did eat and drink, then chayav shtayim, he would be chayav twice. Two korban olev yoreds. I thank Torah Anytime for helping us learn Torah together, and I hope you're appreciating our cartoons and illustrations. I'd like to also dedicate today's class in honor of my new student, David Ben Rachel. It should be a zechut for him and for all of us. And Chazal say, Mishnayot will bring Mashiach quicker. We sure need Mashiach, so we sure need to learn Mishnayot. May Hashem protect the soldiers and Yidden wherever they are. Especially, we should have a good government, not a bad one. If you're interested in us learning Mishnayot, zechut, or saying Kaddish for someone, please be in touch. And remember, nothing compares to our Torah show. And we appreciate all our sponsors and all our donors, like Eliezer Andrew at Navihulu and many others. Thank you, thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.